From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. July 26th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top. Congress will now demand accountability from BJP govt on paper leaks in Parliament, says Huda. The government must now apologize to the youth, the country's future, whom it subjected to lathi charges and brutality. Also, the examination system must be made transparent enough to eliminate any possibility of future paper leaks, Bhupinder Singh Huda said. Next. Second, from Left Action, Republicans in Congress must end Trump's Iran war funding, not give him more. House Republicans just voted to give Trump $95 billion, including $67 billion for the war in Iran. This comes despite Trump's lack of a clear plan and the fact that he plunged America into war without congressional authorization. American service members have been killed and wounded, gasoline prices have skyrocketed, and the global economy is at risk. Trump put Pete Hegseth, a highly unqualified Secretary of Defense, in charge of the Pentagon. Now, he's asking for tens of billions of dollars more to continue the war. The Senate can still block the funding, and it's crucial that they do. Republicans in both chambers must join Democrats to cut off Trump's war funding and reassert Congress's constitutional authority. They must bring this disastrous war to an end. It's time for Congress to take action and stop Trump's reckless spending. Up next. Third, from Thetany Michaels. Trump uses White House correspondence. Dinner speech to renew attacks on the press. President Donald Trump used the rescheduled White House Correspondents Association dinner to mock journalists, political opponents, and media figures, turning a press freedom event into another flashpoint in his long-running conflict with the press. Reuters reported that Trump's appearance marked his first time attending the dinner as president after skipping it during his first term and again in 2025. And then, fourth, from Really American. Breaking! Katy Perry slams White House in very bad Saturday for Trump. Good evening, this is Really American. It is Saturday, July 25th, 2026. Katy Perry slammed the White House for turning her song into a bomb strike video. Tonight, pop star Katy Perry is furious that the White House set her biggest hit to footage of exploding bombs, and she wants everyone to know she never signed off on it. A federal appeals court handed Trump another loss on his push to sabotage mail voting, and 23 states can breathe a little easier. Mitch McConnell has now been gone from the Senate for nearly 6 weeks, and even his own allies are starting to ask where he is. Next. Fifth, from Cleo Dynamica, by Peter Turchin. War in Ukraine savings. After publishing preliminary results of my analysis of the MediaZona data, I sent an email to the MediaZona team, asking to comment on it. I received a very helpful response from Dima Treshchanin, which I summarize below. He pointed out that during the first period of the war, 2022-2023, the time between death and publication of obituary, or some other notification, was typically 2 weeks or a month with C20% cases taking longer. Up next. Sixth, from Narrative, with Zev Shalev. Live, White House Correspondents Association Dinner. The 2026 White House Correspondents Dinner will be studied one day, and not for the jokes. I carried the feed live on Narrative Friday night and cut it halfway through Donald Trump's speech, because by then the room had said everything it had to say. The room itself was the first fact. The correspondents held their First Amendment celebration at the Waldorf Astoria, the former Trump International Hotel, which the president reminded them he built. Wei Jia Zhang, the outgoing association president, works for CBS News, which David Ellison now owns. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Memory Frenzy primes China champion CXMT for historic debut. Investor excitement over the memory chip trade is setting outsize expectations for the Shanghai debut of CXMT Corp., which is on the brink of making history after a near-record initial public offering. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.